Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from the other side.
Now presenting.
From the other side.
Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Welcome back to our Thursday night show, everybody. This is Alisa Matthews. I've got my co-host, Veronica Drake, here to channel Eric and to also input her own wisdom. And today, we are going to talk about how mediums work. How do they work? And is channeling accessible to all of us? And then after that, Eric will share all that information. But then Eric will take questions and answers through Veronica Drake for you guys. So, Eric, hi, baby. I love you.
Hi, Mom. Hi, everybody. He's super excited
hi,
to like, talk about this. Hello,
aww.
Miss Alisa.
All right. So, Eric, tell me the lowdown or the down low, I guess they say now, on mediums. How does that whole thing work?
It's funny because Eric is here and he's rubbing his hands together like, this is going to be juicy. I'm just going to get into it. And he's all excited. And the first thing he wants everybody to know, he says that this is absolutely for everybody. Every single person, he's saying, with a pulse and even without one, he says, can access energy. He's making a funny on energy. He's saying that there are a couple of things that you need to be mindful of. And he also wants to point out that everybody that does this, that uses this gift, is unique. And so he's very quick to point out that the personality of each person will bring a different kind of flavor or feel. So he said, don't get lost in it being one way or the other. And so what he'd like to do is start out with letting everyone know that when you cross over, when you go to the other side, the communication isn't like it is here on Earth. So what he's telling me and what I experience as a medium is you and I are having this conversation like this, and we're going like this, and we're having this. And what he wants people to know is it doesn't work like that over there. And it's not, it doesn't necessarily have order to it. It's not.
What do you mean, Eric?
So in other words, it just might be random phrases, and it might be, it doesn't necessarily have to go in order with what you're talking about. So it's
okay,
very
Veronica,
possible.
Yeah, Veronica, give us an example of like a random phrase that you then translate.
Yep. So what I have understood in my career is that they will, it sounds choppy is one experience that I have. And choppy might sound like it goes like this and you can't hear, and it's kind of like that. So that's one example. Hmm. Phrases might be, if for instance, if he was trying to communicate something to me, and this is very common, I had a client where her husband was communicating to her, and he would use the phrase, the landscaping, the trees are short. And so as the intuitive, I would have to look at that, and I would have to, or as the medium, I would have to look at that and say, in my, you know, just thinking the thought, give me clarity. And we're going to talk about, Eric wants to remind you that we're going to talk about some tips on how they can get clear. I would have to look at that, and I would have to ask for discernment. I would have to just go in and say, okay, is he talking about the literal landscaping? Is it, you know, this, the landscaping literal ground, or is it the landscaping of her current life? Is her fuse too short? Now this sounds very complicated.
Yeah.
But the reality is, and I promise you this, and I've been doing this for many years, it becomes like breathing. It becomes there, and Eric is laughing because he's saying that Eric does mess with me. In fact, I told you the other day, sometimes he leaves me hanging. Is he going to show up? Isn't he going to show up?
Ah.
And the reason he's saying that sometimes he does that is because he's trying to kind of push me out there and just kind of work with me through telepathy a little bit more, which is the thoughts, because that's how they communicate. It's thoughts. Now, I can physically, literally hear something. When Eric talks to me, it's not like, hey, Mom, how are you? How you doing? It's like, Mom, how are you? And then I just like will fill in the blank. I'm not doing a good job explaining it, but it's my thoughts that are filling in the blank, because I am like, oh, I'm plugged into Eric is what he's saying. I'm plugged into that frequency.
All right. So is it clear cognizance that is helping you fill in the blanks?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And now for me, he says it's unique to each medium, because the skills of seeing, or the senses of seeing, hearing, smell, feel, touch, they may all come into play, but usually mediums have one or two that they gravitate towards when they do this kind of work. So for instance, for me, I hear things and then I get imagery. I'm very big with imagery. And so the first time I met Eric, I can remember he showed me his feet. I thought it was odd that, you know, I saw his feet and I saw the sneakers he was wearing, the shoes he was wearing, and it was just an introduction. Because he's telling me he met me with my personality, because I would be the kind of person who would be like, oh, that's messed up. What the hell? And he was like, I'm going to fuck with her. I'm just going to show her my feet, and that's the way it's going to be. And from that moment, it was like I knew he was a wise ass. I knew that he was a cut up. I knew that he was funny. And I knew that our personalities would align really well. So that's really important when you're doing mediumship. Now, let me back up and say, Eric, if I might say this, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that I work with, obviously I can't know their loved ones. Okay, I've never met them, but I get very, very accurate, precise information about them that I always give, and Eric's shaking his head, yes, yes, yes. I always give three pieces of evidence, concrete evidence that I have their loved one there that I would not know because I don't know these people. And so how Eric's nudging me, and he's saying, tell him how it's done. So
pushy.
Yeah. So, okay. So he's giving me, just as I pause, he's giving me direction and telling you how it's done, telling me how to tell them how it's done, as if I don't know. He's saying that it's all about the feeling. And so a lot of times he's saying people won't connect or can't connect because they're not in tune with their own life. They're not literally feeling, and people, spirits, will talk to us through our feelings. So you get a hunch, you get a feeling, and then simultaneously, for me, as the medium, I get imagery. Okay. So
for example,
it's almost like tap, 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 I'm here. I get a feeling in my gut. I get chills. I get like quivers, you call it. It might be room temperature change. It might be like a whistle or a whispering in my ear. And then I know, for me, I know to watch for imagery. And then as I see the image, it becomes about me becoming the storyteller, just telling the story of what I see and exploring what the reference is to what I see. And he wants me to point this out because mediums take a lot of flack, and he gets this, take a lot of flack for what people will call fishing expeditions. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, she's fishing. She's asking for information. You know, look at her. Did he drive a this, or what was his first name? The reason is because it's not fishing. We're not looking for you to tell us information. We're confirming what we're feeling, sensing.
That's
hearing.
What I feel.
At least I can speak for me. Yeah. So.
Right. Right. But I mean, there are some that does a red rose have any significance for you?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all that kind of stuff.
And Eric is saying that's imagery. So listen, the other thing is, he's saying, you know, he might get a specific smell, and he's joking right now because you know what he's telling me and what I smell right now? Dirty socks.
Dirty
feet.
His were the worst. Oh my God.
Yep.
Oh,
I'm telling you, it's wafering in here, and he's just being a fucking smart ass. Like he's being with me.
Oh God. Oh
and
yeah.
So he's going, talk about my feet, talk about my feet, talk, and he's putting them like up by my face. So when I say he's putting them up by my face, I have a visual. Like, not like he's standing here dense like he's in physical reality. It's almost like a hologram, right?
And I
got his foot. I got his foot, like, coming up to my face and then throw in the wafering smell. And it's like, what the hell, Eric?
I remember when he overdosed on Provigil. Oh, that's terrible. And I was he was in the laying on the couch. I was monitoring his vital signs and all that, and I decided to take off his shoes. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And so, you know, I took off his socks and I just cleaned his feet with hot soapy water.
I had a kid like that.
It improved greatly.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
boy.
I get it. So what he's saying, in order to do this and to do it effectively and to do it calmly is, You don't want to be attached to any one way, because he's saying there are so many different ways to communicate. You know, think about how there are so many different ways to say one thing. You know, it's like I can say I love you. You know, the words I love you, I can say them one way. I can show them another way. You know, I can give you a visual. I can express my feelings in a whole different way. How one person says I love you and what they mean, another person will say it a different way. And the same is true when you get communication from the other side. It's not about one medium being better than the other or one medium, you know, having it all down. It's just different.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Why is it that so many mediums have a hard time with times, like dates and stuff like that?
You know, again, he wants to take us back to the communication. And so when I hear things, I explain to you, I hear things and I see imagery. I'm really good at seeing image, but communication is symbols. And sometimes when I hear names, I might hear Ba. Like I hear the first sentence.
Is it Bob or is it Barbara? Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's exactly where it comes from. Now, I don't ever like to blow my own horn or toot my own horn, but I've been very blessed to have the ability to just straight out hear the name. It just pops, and I have testimonials to that. And listen, I'm sure there are a million other people that can do it, and I'm being very humble because I don't want to ever think it's not about me, the intuitive.
Yeah.
It's about the spirit working through me, you know, Eric working through me, giving the message that people need to hear. I'm only the conduit. I keep my feet on the ground firmly.
Come on. So what about times and dates? Is it because there is no linear time over there?
Well, he says, not really. He said, even though there isn't, because they understand on the other side that we humans work with time. But what happens is as they process over, time becomes irrelevant, okay? And it's not like they forget time, but they kind of do. And so for me to say, okay, you know, Eric, you know, January 1998, let's talk about it, you know? It's not, and, you know, he might give me something, and I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, tell you right now, the first thing Eric took me to when I asked him that, I was just joking with him, but he took me to Christmas of 1998. So for some reason, Eric wants to talk about Christmas of 1998. Now, if I were doing a reading for you, I would be saying, okay, Elisa, does Christmas of 1998 ring a bell? I can, you know,
then
I would ask questions. But that would be the part where I would be getting information from source, which would be Eric at this point.
Right.
And I would be asking the questions and putting the message together for you. So that was a long-winded answer. Did it help?
Plus, yeah. Plus, if you say, when is someone, my daughter going to have her next baby? Well, you know, time in the future.
Free will.
There's so many. Yeah, and there's also, you know, so many quantum probabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes this particular path is strongest. Sometimes the other is strongest. So, yeah, I can understand that. Now,
what he's saying to that is, if it's information that is really, really relevant, it will get more specific. And that's not to say that everything isn't important. It's just that in order of relevance, it will get more dynamic and come. And he's saying come for more forward.
Now, do you ever get like sensations? Like if somebody died of pulmonary edema, do you ever get kind of short of breath or?
Always.
Oh wow.
That's literally like
awful.
It takes over. It's flashes. It's instantaneous that it comes on and then it goes. And I also, when I diagnose, I want to just be clear and say that with Eric, he's my dude, he's the number one, but also I channel and work with the Holy Spirit. And so I really do believe that what comes through us, including Eric is and angels, and is very pure. And so when I have different languages for different things. So, for example, if I'm talking to someone, and even if Eric's given me information, and all of a sudden my throat gets dry, it gets scratchy, I will go right away to, let me look at your health, let me look at your, thyroid. And somebody will inevitably say, well, I only have a small piece of my thyroid left, or I'm on thyroid meds.
Yeah.
And then the message becomes anchored in communication for that person. So if that makes sense, chakras are a big deal when it comes to being a medium and being an intuitive.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I can imagine. So how can you tell? Well, first of all, let me say one thing that really is a pet peeve of mine. It's when people say, oh, why does a medium charge money? They should do it for free. Well, come on. I mean, they have to make a living. They have children to clothe and dress and house and feed. You know, they got mortgages to pay. It's kind of ludicrous. It's like even priests, they get money from tithing and all that kind of stuff. And you know, I tell them, well, I ask them, all right, so what do you do for a living? Oh, well, I'm an electrical engineer. All right, do you do your stuff for free? No. Oh, come on.
Right.
Seriously.
Eric is
what
laughing.
What does Eric say about that?
He's laughing, and he's saying, just go try to get a pack of cigarettes with no money.
Yeah. I'm sure he's tried to. It's called Starbucks. That's what he used to do. You go to Starbucks and bum them.
And, you know, and here from just my perspective, I have a very blessed life and business. I support my household. I'm the breadwinner. And I am enabling other people to have work consistently because I employ them as independent contractors. It takes a lot. And so money in, money out. I have charities that I give to. I'm a very giving person. And Eric is saying people need to understand that mediums that do this work and intuitives that do this work are people. They have lives. And why not pay them?
Yeah.
That's what
he
says. Yeah.
All right, good. Yeah. Now,
thank you for that.
I have two more questions. One is, how can you tell if somebody is a fraud, a medium is a fraud? What are some signs, Eric?
Eric, that's a great question. So what are some signs? You know,
because
saying,
there are plenty of them, you know?
Yes. First things first, we live in a world where everything is accessible. And he's showing me his fingertips on a computer, on a laptop, on a keyboard. There should be some sort of digital roadmap if you're going to invest in them. And he's saying the cover doesn't make it legit. In other words, just because something looks, you know, reputable doesn't necessarily mean it is. However, he's saying if it's, and he's laughing because he's saying, I'm not saying if it's on the internet, it's true. And he's chuckling like hell. He's like laughing his ass off. But what he is saying is that the digitalness, the digital footprint, if you will, it lends some credibility to it. The biggest thing Eric is saying that you want to be mindful of is who's using the intuitive or the medium. Do they have testimonials? He's saying, Mom, you know, people buy stuff based on, you know, commercials. You know, it's called commercials. And, gee, that makes me feel a certain way, and it lends credibility. Yeah. And so he's saying mediums are, in a sense, their own entity, their own empire, their own brand, their own business. And he's saying they have to have somebody that's going to speak and validate them. That's the word he says, validate them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Of course, I know there are mediums who refuse to do a cold reading. And some of the reason is because they want to go to, you look online for obituaries for information, ancestry.com, Facebook.
He's shaking
and all that
his finger.
Stuff. That's
He's
terrible.
Shaking his finger. Shame on them. And he's saying, here's the thing, with the cold readings, it happens. You will get mediums who are not confident, and that's the reason they won't do a cold medium. He said it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to be a good medium or a good intuitive. He's saying it could be confidence, or it's looking to make a buck. So the way to discern, he says it always comes back to you. You have to trust your gut and do your homework.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So that's important.
It's hard because if you're the sitter and you're grieving, it's really hard to read your feelings, your gut, you know. So
well, this pisses him off because, you know, he's seen people get taken advantage of, but it probably has something to do with the process of the contract and people being that appear to be set up for something are actually learning life lessons.
Ah, all right. Anything else, Eric, you want to say about mediums and all that?
One other thing he wants to share with us is he's giving me the image of thought bubbles. You know how when you look at cartoons and, you know, they have thoughts over their head? He's saying that some mediums can actually see the thoughts like that, and they actually appear like little thought bubbles over their head.
Wow.
I personally don't experience that, but he's saying that's how some people can see it.
Cool. All right, so as potential channelers, we, of course, need to raise our vibration in some way. Do we need to do anything with our diet, our lifestyle? I'm sure not watching the news or anything like that.
Great question.
But that's my last question.
Number one is be calm. He's like chatty. He's going a mile a minute here, so
I cut you off.
And I apologize. He's crazy. he's saying, number one, you got to have your shit together. That's Eric's words. You got to have your shit together. If you're trying to contact Grandpa and you're all fucked up and frazzled, again, sorry, Eric's words. Your channel's not going to be dialed in, and you know Grandpa's up here doing do do do, and you're down here being like this, you know, fuck thing, and it's like you're not your energy. So you got to. I know he's F-bombing it all day today.
You got to have your
energy clear, and he said even if it's clear just for that moment, because people are sad, you know, we get it, but do little things to raise your vibration, you know, physical. You might just go take a quick walk, get your heart rate going, move your heart rate up, and that clears out the energy. The other thing is tell the universe, energy, divine, what you want. I want to contact Grandpa Joe. I want to know what Grandpa Joe's doing. So you align like that. And for most people, he's saying it takes a lot of patience and practice. And the biggest obstacle people will face, he says, is not believing when they hear it. He's like, why in the hell would you ask if you don't believe it?
Yeah, that's true. All right, last but not least, and I'm not expecting a response to this, but you know, we were talking about mediums who lack confidence, but there's no wonder because they get slammed all the time. There's so many trolls out there that are hideous, and it's just awful how they are treated. It's like the people who who said, hey, the earth might be round, they got slammed too. But anyway, I want to do a shout out for live to liveparanormal.com. Hi, Rob. And thank you for letting us do this. And now I think it's time to take callers. So we're going to take somebody from the 732 area code. Hi there. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi,
this is
Alba.
Hey, Alba.
Hi. Nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you, too. What you got for our boy? What question?
I have a question. The biggest question I have is, being born on Earth, if you're born into, is the body created before, do you choose the body, I have a lot of physical problems, and I was born with a lot of different issues. And it's not something that's naturally passed on from family to family. It's like an accident. If you're skiing and you fall down and you have this accident, your body's all crippled and it comes out of the mother's womb. So my question is, are you born with the idea of taking on that lifestyle, or is that by accident?
So, hi, Alba. It's Veronica and Eric. So the first thing that Eric says is everything is dependent on the contract that you've written. So, for example, you write your contract in coordination with the divine energy. It's a mutual process. And if somebody needs to come in to this life to learn lessons on dependency, meaning their soul needs to learn how to relinquish control and give up some control and learn how to be dependent on others or be united with others, they may come in with a body that's handicapped or impaired or develop a disease that relies on other people. So it really is the soul first, and then the contract is written, and then based on what's in the contract, he says, you will develop accordingly. He's also saying that that also has to do with who you choose to come in through. So, for instance, let's say if you came in through parents with the genetic makeup that you're predisposed to a genetic disease, it would be something the soul has chosen for the advancement of the soul. So he's saying you don't ever just get a disability or a genetic deformity, you know, for the hell of it, he says. It just really is to advance the soul.
Well,
does that help?
Does it help?
Well, I kind of understood that. I've heard about that before, but I know that's not genetic, and as anybody else would think, why would we, you know, this is a hard life. It's a very painful life, and it's very challenging. I go to surgery, I come back, and I'm more challenged.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just I'm physically very uncomfortable in my body.
Aww. Well, what can be done
for
her pain?
I just wonder what purpose does that serve?
That's a unique to your soul contract. That would take a session to look at what's your soul contract. What did you sign up for? You know, because there's other people walking around who don't have that, and so their contract is definitely different. There's not enough time right now quickly for us to go through what your contract might include, but he says trust that that's a soul contract that you made. And that's hard to hear and hard to believe sometimes, but...
Okay. Well, I mean, can you give any practical advice to giving her some relief? LDN, that takes care of a lot of people with chronic pain. Or is there anything else? Any kind of energy healing or whatever?
Smoke a joint.
There we go. What about CBD oil? CBD oil?
No, that doesn't help me.
Do you have medicinal marijuana? Can you get medicinal marijuana?
No. No, I don't know how to smoke. I don't even know how to smoke. I was a goody two-shoe all my life, so I don't know how to do anything.
Well,
but the
says,
thing is...
Go ahead.
What does Eric have advice for me? I mean, I'm in pain. I'm supposed to go maybe for more surgery. I'm not sure if I should. I don't want to because every surgery has tortured me and...
Pain brings pain, he said. Pain brings more pain.
Yes.
So you're
right.
Absolutely, we can see that. You're in alignment with more pain. And so either way, you're not going to be pain-free, whether you have the surgery or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so
what about
LDN?
I probably won't.
What about LDN? Low-dose naltrexone, tripling her endorphins. That should get rid of a lot of pain.
Yes, in most people, he says it will, but there are some people who have an immunity to it that it wouldn't work for them. He's saying at this point, she can try that, but he's saying don't be surprised if, in fact, your body resists it. For some reason, how old are you, Alba?
69.
Mm-hmm. So Eric is saying, you know, he feels the pain. He's showing me where it's radiating, and he's showing me how uncomfortable it is. And he's saying this is your path, and the idea that you could be pain free in a natural way comes through the cannabis plant.
So, maybe you should move to California or Colorado.
I guess I have to learn how to smoke.
No, you can just
get
that
oil. It's not hard.
No,
yeah.
We can take the
oil
too. All right, darling. Hope that helps.
Thank you. Have a
you
great
betcha.
Day.
You
bye.
Same.
Bye.
We'll pray for her.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, it's horrible to be in pain. All right, we've got somebody from the 540 area code. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, my name is Lucy. How are you all?
Hi, Lucy. We're fine. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. That last caller puts everything in perspective, doesn't it? You know, problems. And I have a different kind of thing. What is the best way for me to lose 10 pounds? I took the drug Protonix, you know, the acid reducer, for 2 weeks a few weeks ago. It worked beautifully for the acid, and I quit taking it because I started gaining weight and got very, very short of breath. But I have gained another couple of pounds since I've been off it, eating the very same thing. Now, I don't eat much anyway on purpose, you know, not to bulk up. And so if I eat any real much less, we're talking starvation. So what do you suggest? What does Eric suggest I do?
So Eric is saying movement. He's showing me movement. He's actually running in place, and he's saying consistent movement that elevates your heart rate and that you do step by step. So in other words, the body gets compliant to one level. So what he's showing me is he's literally climbing steps. And so, you know, not that that has to be your exercise, but it can be. And so he's saying as you do your exercises, the body releases what it naturally needs to release to help you feel better. And so we don't know what your level of exercise is, but wherever you're at, it's time to go to the next level.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
And that's going to be the simplest, easiest way, and it's going to make you feel better, and you'll have more energy, and it's going to help clear up the gut stuff.
Good. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Yeah, you too.
You
bye.
Bet. Salsa, yoga, all sorts of things you can do. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let me see here now. We got somebody from the 865 area code. Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm good. This is Beth from Tennessee.
Hey, Beth. What you got?
I had the other day, about a year ago, I guess I was listening to you guys, and I guess I thought I was talking to Eric along the subject. And I thought he shared something with me. That's my dog, sorry. Visually and, feeling-wise, And then I felt like he wanted me to write something down. And so all I wrote down, because all I really was confident enough to write down, I guess, was I am, and the date.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, 3 or 4 days ago, I was talking to him, and I was like, I need some kind of confirmation that it, you know, it's really you. I need something. And it felt like he showed me that note in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of laughed at me for it. So I was just, I guess,
Eric.
Confirmation. No, it was fun. It was a good laugh. I was laughing with him. I mean,
yeah. He's saying that he appears to people in different ways. And the main thing he wants people to understand is that if you can even conceive of the idea that it's Eric, it's Eric. He's saying, why do people complicate this so much? If they have the idea that it's me, they just need to know it's me. They need to trust that it's me. And he's saying the words I am are not anything by accident. At that time when he had you write them down, he's saying he wanted you to believe and to know where you came from and that everything would be all right and that you were part of the whole. Nothing operates on its own. We are all jointly connected. And he's saying that's the message you need to hear right now. Nothing operates on its own. You are not alone.
Wow.
That is really cool. All right, Beth, I hope that helps you, babe. You got some reflecting
to do
on that one. You betcha.
It was perfect.
Thank you.
Bye, Doc.
Bye. All righty. Got somebody from the 860 area code. Hey there.
Hi, I'm Laura from Connecticut.
Hey, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. It's really funny because I actually had Veronica in my dream last night, so I think it's funny that I'm talking on the
My God, was that me to myself, or was I doing weird sex things?
Oh, I hope not. Oh, my God.
No.
That sounds like you, Veronica.
I've been with Eric too long.
Yeah, really? She's in the gutter. So what question do you have for our boy?
The question I have is, ever since my child was very, very young, born as a male, has always said that they were a female. They dress like a female. They say they're a female. They've been like this for years, going on 7 years now. So I was just wondering, what is that? Are they transgender? Like, how can I help them?
So Eric is very chill about this. You know, he's very laid back, but I as a mother can understand you're just very confused about this. And Eric is saying the simplest thing is let the kid be whatever he is. There doesn't have to be a label. And so if he wants to go to school wearing, you know, pink tights or whatever, you know, understand that he's going to need a skill set to cope with what's going to come down the pike. Because Eric's saying there's going to be a time, and I believe, he's saying in my lifetime, I'm 55 years old, and he's saying in my lifetime, me, we're going to see a time where we're not going to identify as gender.
Yeah.
And so it's just going to be, you know, oh, here comes, you know, whatever your son's name is. And it takes, I'm going to quote, it takes a village, and it does, but it takes understanding and it takes communication with our children to be independent. And here's, this is me speaking, because if we digress from everything we've been taught and we move away from it and we begin to create ourselves and the image of what created us, think about the powerful impact that's going to have on our kids and the powerful impact it's going to have on society as a whole. And so I teach women to just be who you are. Screw everything else. Be you. And then that way it trickles down. But Eric is saying, you know, don't fuss about it. Don't make more of a you need to. Let him identify with however he identifies. And, you know, you love him unconditionally, of course.
Yes. And it's funny
so
you
is,
said.
Is there Levis? Is he or
is
he here to learn something or teach something in this situation?
So wait, Laura, you were going to say something. Is it funny? It's funny what?
You just validated something very funny. He has a pair of pink tights that he likes to want to wear under his school pants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we can see him. We can see him. And,
yeah.
You know, just encourage him. Because I'll tell you what, Eric is showing me, too. This kid is very creative. Okay?
Yes.
So, you know, think of the creative minds that have change the world, that have entertained the world, that have made us laugh, have made us cry, have made us feel our shit at a deep level. This kid has a big ass mission.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
And what is
yeah.
that mission?
So,
or can you share it?
Well, that mission is, you know, and I hate to put it on like a little kid, but the reality is every little kid like him that stands mm-hmm. in their truth is here to pave the way. So
wow.
It's a matter of he goes to school, and I know it can't be easy for him feeling the way he feels.
Yeah.
Eric and I can feel how he feels on the inside. But I'll tell you what, Eric is – we're not getting that he's, like, messed up or he's, like, this sad, you know, depressed. Kind. He just goes with the stride.
Yeah,
he
does.
Takes
does.
It all in. Yeah.
Wow. That's
yeah.
awesome.
And listen,
extremely...
he has that makeup, that composite, so that he can be a trendsetter of sorts. So, what is he in about? What is he in about?
Yeah, he is in elementary school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just let
very,
it unfold.
Very outgoing, stylish, mm-hmm. just celebrity
yeah.
personality.
Yeah. Oh, you
that's
know what?
Awesome.
Just as a sidebar, I'll tell you, there's a new show that started on TV, and I'm not a big TV watcher, but I scan things. It's called Champions. Have you seen mm-hmm. it yet this year?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I've
never heard of
it. Look
it
up. It's brand new, and what I love about this show is this boy goes to his biological father, but the boy is about 12 or 13 years old, and he's gay. And it is the most central role this kid could play because, man, he is owning his power. And I have chills just talking about it because the shit is real. And this kid is making it real. And it's a comedy, but it's so brilliantly
awesome.
Done.
Yeah.
So check it out.
So your son is a trail. How awesome to have a son that's a trailblazer. That's so cool.
Yeah.
But keep
thank
it,
you guys
keep
so much for all your advice and everything.
You bet, sweetie. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks.
Oh, it sounds like a special soul, that dude, you know?
Oh,
wow.
And how loving. And Eric and I can feel him. We just know his
yeah.
value. We can feel it.
Eric, you help take care of the dude, okay? Please?
He's please. On it, he says. He's on
oh,
it.
That's awesome. Okay, let's take somebody from the 910, Eric. Well, God dang it. Why do I have to push the button twice? I'm way too lazy for that. 910, Erica, hello. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, who is this?
It's Belinda from
hey,
North Carolina.
Belinda.
Hey, Belinda.
Well, what's going on, girl?
And I have to tell you, I'm sitting here, I'm not going to mash the one to be in the queue so other people could have a chance. Well, I'm sitting here mm-hmm. listening, suddenly my phone says, you're now in the queue.
Wow.
So I guess Eric's pushing buttons.
I think you're right.
So what's up?
So what you got for the boy?
My cousin passed away Monday. And I going to see her mother Saturday, and I don't know. I want to go and say she's okay and she's all right. She's Jehovah Witness, and I don't know what to say to her. I want to comfort her, but I don't want to step on her, on nobody's feet.
So Eric is saying this, okay? The first thing Eric says is, you really don't have to say anything. There aren't words. Any words that you could share with anybody, Catholic, Jewish, whatever, would seem hollow. All you need to do is say, I'm here for you, and I'm sorry for your loss. That's it.
Eric's saying it's not a religious thing. It's not a, there's nothing to it. It's, and it's you stepping out of your box saying, I'm here for you and I'm sorry.
Okay. That's why I'm, because I know in my situation, I'm see where there's, everybody is okay now.
Yeah.
I don't, when they pass, it's sad, but I can't feel total sadness anymore.
I know. Yeah. Me too. Because we know they're fine and that we're all eternal beings. So, yeah, it makes it a little hard to be totally grief-stricken for people.
I
feel grief about their feelings of sadness, but not about mm-hmm. their loss. Mm-hmm. It's really no loss. So, well,
yeah,
thank you, Belinda, for calling in, girl. Thank you, girl.
Thank you.
Bye.
Quit playing here.
Oh. Oops, I just cut her off. Sorry, Belinda.
Oh, well.
All right. We got
sorry,
somebody
Belinda.
From the 862 area code. What's going on?
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hello, Elise.
Hey, what's going on? What you got? What's your first name?
How you doing? This is Jesus. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, hi.
How you doing, Veronica?
Hey,
how you doing,
hi.
Eric?
How are you? Eric is he's saluting you. Love the name, dude. Love the name.
Yeah, I was like, if there's anything from my higher self for me. And basically, that's about it.
Okay. So Eric is saying he's not your higher self. However, he is going to speak on behalf of your higher self, okay? So
yes.
one of the things that's really important, and I'm the deliverer of this, but I'm going to tell you, it's like I talked about message bubbles early, thought bubbles early on. Eric is saying that your higher self is telling you to be more mindful of what you're thinking. So your life is a product of what you think, number one. We know that, okay? But on a higher self level, you're not thinking grand enough in your life. Eric is saying, be bigger, dude. Think bigger thoughts. You can break out of what is holding you back. Does that mean anything to you?
Well, I was trying to break out of my spirituality as where I'm at right now. Of everything
you're
I
in
have
the closet.
Learned, everything.
Are you in the closet with
I'm not that I'm in the closet. I feel that I'm waiting for an experience or something for everything I read and everything
okay.
I believe in. And it's more or less I believe my understanding about life and how things work is I think I have it, which I'm not gonna have it all, but where the level I'm at, I think I'm
mm-hmm.
there. But
mm-hmm.
can Eric confirm that?
Yes, yes. And he absolutely, he's like a little kid here jumping up and down. He's saying that's exactly what your higher self is saying. Come out, step up, go bigger, be more grand. You've got this. So now it's like once you learn to ride the bike with training wheels, you got to take the training wheels off and just soar, dude. You got to go for it. You got to just come out, deepen your learning, expand your education, and just enjoy being a divine creation. And,
so
and
what,
then
which I feel which I feel that's what I'm doing. Like
mm-hmm.
I understand about, you know, I create my own life. I know I am who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is
so
how do
the
I get
step? Yeah, what
is
the
next
step?
What's holding me back? I know what am I doing that's holding myself back? Besides
right. Well,
out.
Again, it's realizing that you don't really have any control. So think about this. He's using uh-huh. the analogy again of riding the bike. So you have training wheels on the bike, okay? And then once the training wheels come off, think about how you learned to ride a bike. Maybe your mom or dad or somebody, you know, caring about you, you know, kind of held onto the seat a little bit. And they were behind you. You didn't see them. And so all of a sudden, they let go and you're leaping bounds ahead. And you're like, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. So he's saying what that means is, you know, take your training wheels off. Take what you know. What you've learned already, and now it's time to put it into practice in a way that kind of shows up in your day-to-day life, now you've got to pass on what you know. You can't keep the information to yourself. Once you start sharing this information, that is going to be revealed to you. Because it's and not to preach it, he's saying. You don't preach it, and you'll know your audience when it comes to talking. So that's number one. Number two, he's saying, do you journal? Do you write shit down, he says. Start writing shit down, he says, about experiences in life and about the other side of meaning, because there's a literal meaning and then there's a spiritual meaning. That's your next step.
Correct.
You got it?
So how should he how should he share it? What's the best way? I mean, just talking to his coworkers or friends? Or just
no,
like casual
no. Eric
stuff, or what?
Eric is saying he could be standing in line, man. You could be standing in line at the grocery store, and you don't have to say, oh, hey, I'm a spiritual dude, and this is that. Just by your conversation, by your mannerisms, you don't got to talk about a spiritual topic. You can just show empathy. You can show compassion. You can just be of love, because that's totally passing it on.
Which I do that on a normal basis, to believe it or not.
Yeah. But the next step is writing it down, and then – taking it a step further. Eric says also, is there someone in your personal life that you need to go that next step with? And the word might be forgiveness.
Mm.
Does that mean anything to you?
Is there somebody in your life you need to forgive?
I thought I felt I went through that process already of forgiving actually everybody. I mean, it really doesn't matter. I realize nothing happens to me, happens for me, and things
beautiful.
In my life has, you know, I understand everything that has happened for a reason, because if it didn't happen, it would have happened. But my question is mostly what's stopping me from obtaining, like, the gift that you have?
Oh, well, it's practice, he says. You got to practice it. You got to have we got some great tips tonight, but you got to find a teacher. If you're really wanting to do this in a serious way and you're wanting to go deeper, you got to get a teacher. And he doesn't mean a teacher that you have to pay necessarily. Read books. Get yourself educated. But number one, so you got to have an idea where you want to go with this. You know, what is it? Talk to your higher self. Like, I can tell you, Eric is saying your higher self is, you know, all about go broad, go big. But we're not going to impose on your free will. It's not going to tell you, you must do this. You have to feel what's next for you.
Yeah, but
so
you could look into mediumship coaching and things like that just for fun.
Sure.
I mean, can't hurt. So, and of course, the practice. And some people practice with automatic writing. That's very valuable, too. What do you think about that, Eric?
Well, that's what he's kind of getting at, you know, writing, he says, write shit down, you know, write down what comes to you.
Okay.
So it's, you know, but again, Eric doesn't want to go too detailed because, you know, this is a journey where you're fact finding, you know, in a spiritual sense. And so how do you talk to your higher self? Because if you're wanting to take this deeper and you're wanting to go deeper with it, the first thing you need to be able to do is hear your higher self. And the way to do that is to get silent and to trust what you're hearing. And it's feelings. We talked about the feelings in the beginning. What does your body feel
right.
like? You know, document all that. Because that's where it
begins. Well, this is a very, timely topic for Jesus.
Yes.
Anyway, I guess
yes.
we're going to have to close up now. But Veronica, you want to share anything, like how people can get in touch with you and your awesomeness?
Yep, it's veronicadrake.com. Just come check it out. I got a ton of free stuff there, and I'm on Facebook, Veronica Drake. So come find me there. I teach there. I do live teaching videos for free on my page. And Jesus, that might be a great place for you to land. And although I think you are following me, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so that might be good for you. But yes, veronicadrake.com.
And you also have a monthly Q&A with Eric. If you go to our site, you'll see on the tab, Ask Eric, and you can submit questions to Veronica, and she will make sure that she channels Eric to answer them. All right, and thank you, liveparanormal.com. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, everybody who is listening to us right now. I love you guys and appreciate your support. All right, and have a wonderful weekend. I will post this radio show tomorrow. Bye, Veronica.
Bye,
Eric. Bye-bye. Bye.
Today's sales leaders face a difficult task, selling the right products at the right time through the right channels. A new 3-day program from Harvard Business School Executive Education addresses this problem directly. Join us on the Boston campus in August for Managing Sales Teams and Distribution Channels, where you will discover strategies that can lead to the best sales performance. Learn more by clicking the banner or visiting hbs.me/sales. That's hbs.me/sales.